The National Organization Against Same-Sex Marriage is under investigation. Maine continues to fight to keep same-sex marriage legal. Sir Elton John wants to adopt an HIV-positive baby in the Ukraine but is rejected. And is this a man or a woman? South African runner Caster Semenya's shocking gender results are in. All these stories and more are coming up on this week's edition of The Naked Truth Gay News in Review. On August 31st, the Iowa Campaign Disclosure Board received a letter that was filed by two civil rights groups. These groups, called One Iowa and Interfaith Alliance of Iowa, are alleging that NAM, the National Organization Against Gay Marriage, has refused to disclose the identities of those who donated money to their anti-same-sex marriage campaign. By law, any politically motivated campaign which receives in excess of $750 in donations is required to make their list of financial supporters public. This isn't the first time that NAM has refused to disclose the names of those who are financially supporting their cause. In Maine, NAM was challenged by a group called Californians Against Hate when it was disclosed that NAM had donated $160,000 to a group that opposes same-sex marriage in Maine. It sure seems like NAM is covering something up. Without knowing for sure who's financing this assault on civil rights, we are left to keep spending our money at businesses that could potentially be owned by bigots. I want to know who's footing the bill for this brainwashing campaign that NAM is operating in Maine and Iowa. Perhaps the list includes a famous celebrity or a politician. I want to know so I can skip a movie or vote someone out of office. The law is the law. Clearly, NAM thinks that it's above the law here. If NAM wants to save marriage, then it should fight to legalize same-sex marriage, not to ban it. Perhaps if NAM dealt with the failing marriages within their own organization rather than focus on banning marriage for gays, then they could save marriage. If every woman in America followed the example of NAM's president Maggie Gallagher, there would be nothing but single mothers with a bunch of fatherless kids running around. When the president of the National Organization Against Same-Sex Marriage says that children should have a mom and a dad, shouldn't she be living that example herself? Gallagher had a child without being married once upon a time. I have nothing but respect for the vast majority of single parents, but I have to absolutely say I have no respect for Maggie Gallagher. This isn't just an assault on gays. It's an assault on single parents as well. The sad part is that NAM isn't alone in its mission to ban equality in marriage in Maine. They are joined by the Portland Diocese of the Roman Catholic Church and Focus on the Family. These religiously motivated groups combined sent a total of more than $340,000 to the anti-same-sex marriage group Stand for Marriage in Maine. By comparison, a group that supports same-sex marriage in Maine, called No on One, Protect Maine Equality, has raised around $143,000. If you'd like to support the initiative to keep same-sex marriage legal in Maine, you can donate by going to www.equalitymaine.org. By now, everybody's heard about the whole flap at the VMAs and how Kanye West is so sorry that he ruined Taylor Swift's acceptance of the first major award that she ever received there, and how Beyonce came to Taylor's defense at the end and showed what a wonderful artist and person she is. But what really didn't get enough attention, I think, was Lady Gaga. She was absolutely stunning and shocking in her performance. And if you haven't seen it yet, you really need to find a repeat performance of this or find it online because it is really twisted. Lady Gaga, you are a nut. You are a total nut, but I love it. I think if Kanye West was really sorry for the way that he treated Taylor Swift, then he perhaps would make a video of himself wearing different ensembles that belong to Lady Gaga. I think maybe we should dress Kanye up in drag and start putting on some Lady Gaga wear and get some photo sessions and, you know, see what happens. Maybe something new and new avenue in his career could open up or something, you know? Sir Elton John had hoped to adopt an HIV-positive baby boy in the Ukraine recently, until an announcement came from the Ukrainian Minister of Family Affairs saying that he would not be allowed. The minister cited Elton's age as the main reason, saying he was too old to adopt a baby. Elton John is 62 years old. The minister continued to explain that while the civil union between Elton John and his partner David Furnish is legally recognized in the UK, it does not constitute a marriage under the laws of the Ukraine. It really doesn't matter how wealthy or famous or even how old you are. Love is love. What matters most is that love is sincere. With the wave of world-famous pop stars adopting special needs children around the world, it makes a great headline. Every time a pop star is rejected from adopting a foreign child, the controversy stirs. Elton can afford to hire a couple to go there and adopt that baby for him if he wants to. I've met Sir Elton John personally and spent private time with him backstage at one of his concerts. There is nothing about him that would indicate that he wouldn't make a great parent. He has the resources to give a child anything that he could ever want in this life. For this child in the Ukraine to suffer in a hospital when he could have the best medical treatment in the world and live in the comfort of a multi-million dollar mansion is just disgraceful. Elton John has the financial means, the legal history, and the ability to provide for a child. He should absolutely be able to do so, in my opinion. After having her gender questioned and undergoing several tests, including a gynecological exam, it's been reported this week that South African runner Caster Semenya is both male and female. It appears that Semenya has internal testes where her ovaries should be. The 18-year-old got the world's attention when she won the 800-meter race in less than a minute and 56 seconds. It is entirely possible that Caster Semenya is just now discovering her sexual anatomy, along with the rest of the world. I don't believe she should be held accountable for something nature did. Clearly, Caster identifies as a female. I don't believe that she purposely broke any rules. Unfortunately, in this time when gender is so transformable, the line between male and female can be very thin. Semenya also shows us that she is the best of both male and female. A hybrid of sorts, and I believe that we could all learn a lot from her. In Atlanta, Georgia last week, officers raided a gay bar called The Eagle and arrested 8 men. The Go-Go Guys, a dance troupe that strips to their underwear, were cited for performing without a permit. 4 others were arrested for allegedly running the club without a proper license. The 8 men arrested have filed formal requests for investigation into the actions of the officers. About 60 customers were searched and released. Customers reported being physically abused and restrained by the police during the raid. Alan Bergner, defense attorney for the 8 men arrested, alleges that the cops assaulted the customers and that they went into the bar hating gays. A big thank you to my friend Chris for bringing that story to my attention. This is Fort Worth, Texas, all over again. Why would it require a search of 60 customers to decide whether or not the club owner is properly licensed? Doesn't Atlanta keep records of who is licensed to distribute alcohol in its city limits? If you're searching for drugs, wouldn't it just make more sense to enter the club, get video evidence of drug use, and then pull the patrons over on their way home with a reasonable search and seizure? Why would the cops go through the manpower, time, inconvenience, and the violation of searching 60 customers when they have other, easier options? Licensing issues of this nature are more of a clerical dispute and not a police matter. Since when does any police department work in conjunction with the Liquor Commission to harm small businesses in their own community? Apparently, since that small business owner has chosen to cater to gays and lesbians. My super cool friend Jake wrote to tell me that there will be an AIDS walk in Albany, New York this weekend. There's a 1 p.m. check-in, and the walk kicks off at 2 p.m. at Washington Park Lake House on Saturday in Albany, New York. More information is available at www.aidswalk-capitalregion.org. And don't forget the massive National Equality March on Washington next month on October 11th. Hundreds of thousands of gays and lesbians are expected to attend this movement-advancing march. If you'd like to add your voice to the demand for equality by attending this march, go to www.equalityacrossamerica.org and learn more. Thank you, everybody, for watching this week's edition of the Naked Truth Gay News and Review. See you next week. Thank you.